Another band that I recently went to see, and they were on our Facebook as our cover for a little bit, and now DJ Adrock's cover of his Frightened Rabbits thing is up there. But I want to talk about these guys a little bit more. I want to get into it, because last week when we were here, we were talking about the... and we're big fans, me and DJ Adrock and DJ Jeffy Jeff, of Pick a Piper. We saw... Now, we heard a little while ago that they were playing a show right here in Waterloo at the Mongolian Grill. And we thought, well, that... Well, initially, I thought it was at the Princess Cinema. And I thought, well, that's a weird kind of thing. Like, we saw Cursed Arrows there, but this is a little bit more electronic. Like, it would be weird to... Whatever. Anyways, it was moved to... The Mongolian Grill, which, again, we thought, man, that's kind of a weird place to see these guys play. It was a damn good show. So then, on the day that their debut CD is set to come out, the Mono A Mono show was lucky enough to have an interview with Brian Weber, who is also a member of Caribou. So we were all set to interview him. We were going to call him. They said call him at 9:45. We were all set. We were playing some Pick a Piper stuff. And then we get a phone call. They're just down the street. They're going to come into the Mono A Mono studio on their debut of their album. They're coming to the Mono A Mono studio. They came in. You can check it out at www.soundfm.ca. Or if you go to our Facebook, facebook.com/MonoAMonoRadio. Or just Google it. Mono A Mono Radio Facebook. It'll be there. Anyway, it's on there. You can listen to the whole Pick a Piper interview. We were able to talk to them for about 20 minutes or so before the Mono A Mono show was kicked off the airways. But some damn interesting stuff. We talked with Brian Weber about Dan Roberts and Angus Fraser. Now, we read the week before that the album was coming here, and it came here right after Tuesday. Apparently, it came on, I think, Wednesday or Thursday. So we didn't have a chance to listen to it ahead of time. So we were going with a couple of the ones that were on SoundCloud and things like that. But I would like to ask them again. I want to find out more. At the end, they were talking about the song Once Were Leaves, if you listen to the interview. And it is very similar to another song, my favorite song. And their new album's is just new, so I'm sure I'm going to get it in with a bunch of these other ones. But from their 2009 EP, Yellowknife, very similar, a more electronic version of the song Yellowknife with some guest vocals on there. I'm going to get to both of those coming up, but I wanted to kind of talk to him now about the evolution of that song Yellowknife. And in the interview, if you check it out, or if you visit www.monoamonoradio.com, you can find it there. We talk about the evolution of Pick a Piper and how they used to be a little bit more guitar and bass driven, and now they've gone and they're completely electronic. Anyways, I'm going to let you hear some songs by them right here. I'm going to get to the single off their new album, All Her Colors. Here it is, Pick a Piper, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono A Mono! All right, Mano Amigos, here's Once We're Leaves by Pick a Piper, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mano a mano! There we go, Mano Amigos. Some Pick a Piper right there with their song Once We're Leaves, the one that we were talking about. Damn good song. And as you can see, the drumming in it is unbelievable. That end chugging, going crazy there. Unbelievable stuff. Now, when you see Pick a Piper live, what's going on is we've got in the back Brad Weber playing the drums, doing all those drum fills, things like that. We've got Dan Roberts on one side at the front, Angus Fraser on the other side. They've got various, and I don't even know what to call it, synthesizers, electronics, things like that going on. And they're just manipulating things. They're getting these loops going. They're loop pedals, I guess. They get this stuff going with Brad Weber playing the drums in the background. Then, I think it's Dan that's got this little red Well, it's not a red box, it's like a clear box. But whenever he touches it, a red light comes on, and things just go crazy when he does that. Now, if at any point during it that they don't have something to do, because they got the loops going, they pick up some sticks and jump in with Brad on the playing some percussion. They've got two sets, Dan and Angus each have their own percussion set set up right in front of them, where they just join in and start jamming on the drums with Brad Weber. Unbelievable stuff to go and see. So if Pick a Piper is playing anywhere near you, make sure to check them out. Make sure to pick up their album. They've got vinyls there. Unbelievable stuff. So they're on tour right now. If you check out their Facebook page, you can find out all the information. They're right now, I believe they're going to Quebec next. They're playing some shows back in Ontario. They're going out west for some places out east. Anyway, a whole ton of shows. So make sure to check that out. Pick a Piper. I want to go with another Pick a Piper track here. This is the one they ended their set on, which was another great one. A whole bunch of drums in the end. Watching Brad Weber play is unbelievable. This is Dinghy in a Quiet Cove. Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Thank you. right, Mono Amigos, I'm going to go out on the one that sounds like Once Were Leaves. This is an old one off their 2009. You can also find it on the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, Episode 3. Google it. Google it on YouTube. Here's Yellowknife right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. Right, Mono Amigos, some Pick a Piper right there with their song Yellowknife, and a whole bunch of others. What you heard in that set was Yellowknife, before that Dinghy in a Quiet Cove, Once Were Leaves before that, and All Her Colors right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono, if you want to see a good show, go check out a Pick a Piper show, because they are unbelievable.